Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino. He is Jeff Fiegel, sitting in for David Deal. Jeff, glad to have you. And, you know, Coach Coughlin was just talking about the Giants have to look forward. They're coming off of a three-game losing streak. How hard is that to do?
Well, it shouldn't be all that hard because they're in first place. All I know is that if I'm in first place, four games to play, a chance to win the division, that's all I need, and that's all these guys should need, too. And when you look back at this team, that you know what they've done all year and trying to finish, you can try to finish the season with four games in a row and winning the division.
All right, well, let's look at those standings, Jeff. Three-way tie, Washington, Philadelphia, and the Giants, all at 5-7. Now, if the Giants should win out, let's go with the maximum scenario. They're 9-7. The only way they don't make the playoffs as the division winner is if the Redskins win out as well.
Well, I think it's, you know, we can just look at this, and as the players and the coaches, you can look at these standings. The only thing, and I know it's cliche, it's the one game that's in front of you. That's all you have to worry about. You're going on a road against a team that you're not that all familiar with on a Monday night stage. It's a great time for this team to really get involved in this Monday night football game. And really, like I said, Paul, it's one game at a time for these guys. That's all you have to realize.
All right, let's get a look at our Geico recap, and 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on auto insurance. And when you talk about what's going on with this team, you can't ignore the injuries because, once again, it's a bit of a story. You heard Coach Coughlin talk about both Zach Diassi and Larry Donnell on injured reserve. Diassi's an interesting case, though, because he's been snapping here for a long time, and this is a change now in that entire operation.
The biggest change that happens when you lose a snapper, if you will, or there's, you know, someone, is the field goal. The punt is just very similar. You know, the ball goes back there 15 yards. It's the rhythm and the timing that you have in the field goal position. They're going to need a little bit of work. They get an extra day of preparation in for the Dolphins. That's going to help that position.
Danny Aiken, who spent 4 years as the snapper with the Patriots, is the guy who now has the job. But, you know, Donnell's been out for a few weeks already with that neck, and Will Tye has done a nice job stepping in. In fact, over the three starts he's had, 14 catches for 200 yards.
Yeah, and we saw a big play out of him last week in the Jets game. This young man is becoming a little bit more comfortable with the system. He's becoming a little bit more comfortable with what he has to do on the field and off the field. He's a young guy. Has to learn how to prepare, has to learn how to go and about his business. He's had this opportunity, and he's taken full advantage of it. And I believe that Eli Manning is now to the point where he feels comfortable throwing the football to Will Tye.
Yeah, and that, of course, is always a big key, when the quarterback feels like he can throw it to you. Let's get a look at the rest of the Giants' injury list. It is rather small this week, but Eric Flowers is on it, and that could make things a little difficult for the line. It might mean Justin Pugh's got to go back out to left tackle.
Nothing that they are not used to, right, Paul? I mean, this has been kind of an ongoing thing for them all season, but, you know, Pugh has played left tackle before. You're going to have to see the health of one Mr. Newhouse to see how he fits in the lineup this week. So, you know, really, but I have no problems with Justin Pugh out there. He played a whole game there last week. You know, he should be fine. But more importantly, I would like to see Eric Flowers. He's a tough guy. Don't be surprised if he's back in that lineup for that Monday night football game.
And you know, Jeff, here's a great example of why seventh-round draft choices are not throwaways. Bobby Hart, out of Florida State, started 37 games for the Seminoles. It's one of the reasons the Giants picked him. He might wind up being a starter this week.
Well, there's no question. The Giants, they draft guys on purpose, obviously, right? I mean, you look at this, but a seventh-round draft pick, you know, he has developed all season, in the offseason, the OTAs. Well, guess what, big guy? Now you're developing into possibly a starter. He started last week. He played well. The Giants gave him a little bit of help by helping him protection-wise with the running backs or the tight ends in there. So, you know, if he gets the nod again this week, he'll have one game at starting under his belt. It should help him a lot.
Yeah, you get a look at how the Giants O-line finished up against the Jets last weekend. And when the offensive line is going well and Eli Manning has protection, of course he can get the ball downfield. Had a 70-plus yard touchdown throw to Odell Beckham, had a 40-plus yard bomb to Will Tye.
Yeah, you know, listen, big plays are part of this offense. And, of course, when you think about Eli, knowing the targets that he has to get the ball into, and that would be Odell Beckham. I think when you talk about him and getting down the field, big plays, they got to happen. And more importantly, they can't happen every single play. So you got to have a little bit of patience in this passing game and hope that one of the other guys on the team can step up, one being Will Tye, who's had some big plays in the passing game. So I think that Eli is comfortable with the guys he's throwing to. But listen, more importantly, we got to have a little bit more production out of those other receivers so that, one, Odell Beckham is not getting 18 to 20 targets a game.
Sure, and Beckham with his fifth straight 100-yard game, that sets an all-time Giants record in one season. Homer Jones did five, but over the 67 and 68 campaigns. Hey, I want to go to special teams for a second, Jeff, since you're the guy sitting here. How about that Dwayne Harris, an 80-yard punt return for a score?
Well, we all understand why the Giants brought him into this organization, because of his big play ability. Giants have not seen that type of big play in a long, 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 long time. I think you know how long ago it went back where the Giants had a punt and a kickoff return in the same year.
Jimmy Patton in 1955. When we come back, we will take a glance at the Miami Dolphins, an unfamiliar opponent from the AFC East, but one the Giants need to beat to stay in the race. Stick around. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. So the Giants are taking on the Miami Dolphins in Florida on Monday night, and that means two LSU teammates. That would be Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham, two outstanding wide receivers, get to do a little pregame show with their one-handed catches.
From what we heard, right?
That's what we're hearing.
Yeah, these two guys are pretty special. You know, they were a dynamic duo at LSU, like Paul had mentioned, but, you know, these guys bring high energy, tons of speed, athleticism, and, you know, it's going to be really, really kind of exciting to watch these two guys play. You know, ironically, their receptions are dead on, 78 for the season, which is amazing. But Odell Beckham has the more touchdowns in 10, and Landry only has four.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun rivalry to watch. Now, Dan Campbell was inserted as the Dolphins interim coach about a month ago. This team, however, is 5-7, and they have lost four out of their last six. Remember, Dan was a Giant back in Super Bowl 35. He was one of the tight ends here.
Well, yeah, he played in the league long enough, and I think that's what's important is that to understand how he coaches. When you get to be an intern head coach in the National Football League, you have to make a statement to your team that, listen, guys, it's now me. You're going to listen to me. It's going to be my way, because most likely you guys are fighting for your job, and so am I. So it comes to a point where the team has to kind of respond to them, and it's always interesting how they do or they don't.
Now, one thing you have to rely on when you're head coach is your quarterback. Ryan Tannehill, he's inconsistent. He is 1-5 in terms of his record as a starter when he throws a pick. And over those six games, when he does throw a pick, he's been sacked 18 times, which says to me, if you get to him, you really short-circuit Miami.
Well, you look at how many times he's been sacked since 2012. I believe it's the number one in the National Football League. You know, he's had a tough time with the transition, with Coach Philbin being fired. And then all of a sudden you have Bill Lazor, their offensive coordinator, being fired. And now Zach Taylor, the new offensive coordinator. So from a quarterback standpoint, that's a lot to take on. And when you ask this young man to do as much as they are having him do, he's gone to a very difficult season.
Lamar Miller is their key running back, 3 100-yard games, averaging nearly 5 yards a carry. By the way, he's got the NFL's longest run this season. It was an 85-yard touchdown against the Texans.
Well, he's been inconsistent all season. And when you were talking to, you know, what he's been doing, he's just not getting a lot of production on the field. 4 out of the last 5 games, less than 30 yards rushing. But new offensive coordinator Zach Taylor has said, hey, guys, we're gonna rush the football. That's going to include LeVar Miller.
And when they throw it, we've already told you all about Jarvis Landry. He only has 2 100-yard games this season, believe it or not. But they do target him 10 times a game. And just by comparison, the Giants target Beckham about 12 times a game.
And they also target him in running the football because he has over 100 yards rushing on the season. So don't be surprised. On the average, that's 1 or 2 a game that he gets the ball in his hands running the football. But more importantly to him, he likes to make plays so he could call his buddy Odell Beckham on Sunday night or Monday and tell him how good he did. And we'll see about that this weekend.
Now, when the Dolphins want to go to their speed downfield, it's Devontae Parker. This guy had off-season foot surgery, so he was slow coming during the first half of the year. But in the last 2 games, look at the numbers.
Well, the last game against the Baltimore Ravens, he had an outstanding catch and throw here. Just climb the ladder, as we call it in football analysis, and that's going up and getting the football. That's something you like to see out of your receiver. A lot of speed, and he's got a lot of confidence when he starts getting the football.
Each of these 2 touchdowns over the last 2 weeks were 30 or more yards. Now, Ndamukong Suh, he's the big free agent of the offseason, brought in to supposedly fortify the Miami defense. Yeah, he's playing well lately, but, you know, without Cameron Wake, who's on injured reserve, this Dolphins defense doesn't have the teeth they thought it would.
Absolutely, because they have to, now they can just look after one guy. You know, with Cameron Wake there, they got to kind of game plan around 2. So you kind of see how important it is when he leaves the game. But in Ndamukong Suh, kind of a little bit of a tough season for him in transition with this new defense, the new scheme. And, you know, this is the kind of guy who likes to play big. He is an outstanding player.
Olivier Vernon, I tell you, has done a pretty good job. He's a guy not too many people even want to talk about, but 6.5 sacks on the season, not too bad.
And this defensive line for the Dolphins is not all that bad. They get their hands up. Last week against the Ravens, they had 2 tipped interceptions.
All right, that'll do it for this week. It's the Giants and Dolphins on Monday Night Football down in Florida. For Jeff Eagles, I'm Paul Dottino. We'll see you next time on Giants Press Conference Live.